share with you have titled Two Births to Consider. Two Births to Consider. Kind of expectations do you have with your first birth? Now,
nothing.
Yeah, you didn't know what was going on probably for a few years, many years maybe. but, you know, when you were born, physically born, you had certain traits. Obviously, DNA came into play from your parents. And so that kind of gave you a certain, personality or a certain aspect that described you in some way or another. And obviously, if you were born into a rich family or maybe a single parent, maybe a tough situation where you were adopted, I mean, a lot of different things occur in the first birth. And yet, as we grow in our first birth, we more and more determine our fate, so to speak, and what we're going to be doing. But as you all know, there is a second birth.
There is.
And everybody listening to me probably has had the second birth. And it's quite different than the first one, let me tell you. If you confess Romans 10:9, you confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised you from the dead, you were saved, you got born again of God's Spirit. So this is the second birth. And wow, what you got on the second birth, phenomenal, right?
Mm-hmm.
The sonship rights, access to the Heavenly Father, my goodness. Holy Spirit, 9 manifestations, we can go on and on and on with the list of what you got on your second birth. So we're going to look at these two births tonight, and there's one key point that affects both these births that we need to understand. And so if you want to go to the Bible here, this will help us get understanding of how we live both these births in the world that we live in today. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, if you would. And in chapter 4, we're going to go to verse 4. And with both these births, we've got to live in the world. Well, there's somebody in the world that kind of dominates things, and it's Satan, the devil. And we see this in chapter 4, verse 4 of 2 Corinthians. It says, "To whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So people that are not experiencing the second birth are probably getting sidetracked, blinded by the God of this world. Now verse 5 goes on to say, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels." Where did I hear that word treasure? It seemed like I just heard that. We had manifestations, right? Isn't that neat how God mentioned that for his treasure? And lo and behold, We have this treasure, this new birth, all the goodies that's wrapped up in that spiritual package in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So in both these births, we have to deal with the adversary, the god of this world. And one thing a born-again believer has that makes all the difference is that he can easily overcome the devil. Let's go to 1 John, if you would. 1 John chapter 5. Because I tell you what, a lot of people that maybe they got this first birth, but they don't have the second one, and they're just having a heck of a time. And a lot of times they don't know why, but I think we do, because the god of this world is controlling a lot of things. But in verse 4 of chapter 5 in 1 John, it says, "For whatsoever or whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith," our believing. You know, we believe God's word, and that believing can overcome and defeat the god of this world, the Satan, the devil. Now, Jesus Christ completely conquered the devil. He conquered the devil, he conquered the world, he conquered the flesh. And when you put your faith in him, you inherit his victory, so that your second birth is a victory lifestyle. And that should be something that we really hold on to in our second birth, that we live a victory lifestyle in the new birth. But even though you inherit all the abilities of Christ, you might not experience right away in your second birth, the new birth. It's Christ in us, right? But a lot of times Christians miss out on living a more abundant life and more victorious life. Why is that? Well, in your first birth, did you have the ability to run up and down the stairs and run around the house? Not in the beginning. Not in the beginning. Now, later on, as time went on, as probably even a year or two goes by, you developed your ability to walk. Now, potentially, it was there, but when you were first born, you couldn't walk. It took months before you did that. What about talking?
Yeah.
No, it took some time, didn't it? It took some time. So, same thing spiritually. Same thing. You have to first know what you have, spiritually speaking, and then second, do it. Try it. Live it. Trust it. Daniel did a wonderful teaching Monday on fully trusting. Fully trusting. And that's where we need to get in our thinking in light of our second birth, so that we can live this victorious lifestyle. So you grow. We grow. We grow in our first birth. We can grow in our second birth. Now we have all the enablements, all the abilities, all the power resident within, don't we, in the second birth. But we have to learn what we have, and then we've got to do it. We've got to try it. We have to grow into it. And of course, the more you spend time in God's word and prayer and walking out on it, trusting God, the more you're going to experience victory in your life. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 says, talks about walking in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if we live our second birth by walking in the Spirit, we're not going to get tripped up so much in our flesh life. Remember, there's a great verse, I think it's in Proverbs, out of the heart come the issues of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, out of the heart come the issues of life. And so we got to guard our hearts, right? Daniel shared that on Sunday, guard your hearts. In light of our second birth, it's important that we guard our hearts with the Word of God, that we trust His Word. Now, Satan's out there. What does he do? What's his goal? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he's into. Now, Satan, this is interesting. Satan, even though he is defeated, he still pushes his agenda on us. Now, he really has no authority over us. He really doesn't. The only thing he has left is lies. That's all he can do, is lie to you. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he tries to push us around, and he does a great job with folks that only have the first birth. But even some of the folks that have the second birth, they buy into it. But because God has blessed us with this second birth, this new birth, with the gift of Holy Spirit, oh my goodness, what a gift that is, right? And we need to embrace that gift. It says in James 1:17, I'll quote this for you. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there are no variableness, neither shadow turning. That's what we have. We have that good and perfect gift from above. So technically, in light of our second birth, we're not of this world. We are not of this world. Now, the god of this world, Satan, he wants us to be a part of this world, but we're really not. John 17, look at John 17, and verse 16 and 17 in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 16 says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. This is Jesus Christ. He's talking to God in the garden there, right, before he turns himself over to be crucified. And, wow, what a conversation he's having with God Almighty, his Father. And he's telling them that the future believers, they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them, verse 17, through thy truth, thy word is truth. What sets us apart from worldly life? The truth, God's word. God's word, we're set apart by the truth of God's word. We use that good gift of Holy Spirit to live this wonderful second birth, this new man in Christ it talks about in Ephesians chapter 4. You want to look in chapter 4 of Ephesians? We'll see this new man. See, in the second birth, you got a new man. You know, the old man will be put off, but this new man is another case. It says here in verse 24, Ephesians chapter 4, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. What is it that creates this new man? Righteousness and true holiness. Boy, you can't beat those ingredients, huh? Man, oh man. Really great. Really wonderful. Let's go back to John, Gospel of John chapter 8. Again, the Word of God makes all the difference for us living our second birth. It says here in John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, how are we going to be free? Well, the truth's going to make us free. How are we going to know the truth? Word of God. The Word of God. That's what makes the difference. If you want to live the victory lifestyle, we live God's Word. We trust that Word. We believe that Word. We do not change the Word of God to live our lifestyle, but we change our lifestyle to fit the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen? Yeah. We develop a victory mentality. See, in our second birth, we should have this victory mentality as we live in the second birth. I think you're all familiar with Romans 12, 1 and 2. This is how we do it. It's called the renewed mind. I'll quote it to you, chapter 12 in Romans, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Well, who's the God of that world? This world, Satan. So we are not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What do you renew your mind to? God's Word. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Look at our last verse here, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. This is a great verse here. In light of recognizing our second birth over our first birth, living a victorious mentality in light of it. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we all with open face beholding in a glass or a mirror the glory of the Lord. So when you look into the mirror, what do you see? Now, maybe the first birth person sees your natural face, but the new birth, second birth person, sees the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Really, our victory is a one-sided deal. Satan was stripped of all his power and authority at Jesus' resurrection. Nothing he can use against us but lies. So don't entertain his lies. He's a loser. He is. And we have the privilege and opportunity to really live this second birth, right? We're considering first birth, second birth. Who votes they want to live the second birth? All right. I think that's a majority. That's great. But there's nothing more for us to do than to believe that we are more than conquerors, right? Because you have been born into victory through the second birth, the new birth, Christ in you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, thank you for calling us to your family that we can live fully and richly in this second birth, this new birth, Father, and this birth of victory. And we're so grateful and appreciative that we can grow with our understanding more and more, that we can grow more and more in believing who we are in Christ, and live this victory in a dynamic way. So thanks for your wonderful love that you continue to extend to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.